Let's sing that song together. It's number 10 in our white booklet.
Number 10, Like Zion's Holy Mount.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They that do the will of God will abide forever. Apostle John tells us that. We look at these mighty mountains around us, and they look like they'll be here forever, but they won't. One day, the Lord's going to melt them or fold them, or I don't know what he's going to do with them. But those that do the will of God, those that trust him, they will remain forever. Yes. Praise God. I like to come to Pilgrim Camp because I see people that I haven't seen for a long time. And it's always a joy to see that they're still serving God with all their hearts, that it's getting better. You know, it's not so bad to get old when you run across some of these saints that love Jesus. There's a sweetness about their life, and you say, well, getting old isn't so bad after all. I'll know Jesus better by then, and I'll learn to trust him better, and I'll have a whole lot of things to look back at the way in which God has blessed me and helped me. And so in that sense, it's something to look forward to in the Lord. Praise God. And that's a blessing. Sometimes people come to our church and they say, Sister Mary's still here. She was my Sunday school teacher when I was a kid. Or Sister Elsie Keller, she's still around. They see some of these saints that they've known for so many years, and they see that they're still faithfully serving God. You know, that speaks to people of God's faithfulness and inspires them. And I'm so glad for the older saints that God has given to us. They're so precious, and their faith is such a blessing to us. Just their being there. Sometimes they think, well, I can't do the things I used to do. But it's not what you do, it's what you are in Christ that really blesses the meeting and blesses our assembly. And so let's learn to put our trust in God. It's the best thing we can do. And to live that life day by day. And all will change around us, but he never changes. And we can lean upon him and depend upon him all the days of our life and find him wholly true. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I so enjoyed the testimonies, and last night there was such good participation in our prayer meeting. That was really a blessing and a help in the meeting. You know, when we pray and let God use us, does something for the whole meeting. You know, God's wanting to manifest himself, but he's looking for channels through which he can pour himself into our lives, into our midst. And when we open up to the Holy Spirit, something flows through us into the meeting. Praise God. And it makes a big difference. Years ago, when I was living at Pilgrim Camp, or maybe just attending, but once in a while, Sister Caroline Gardner used to dance in the Spirit. And maybe you were worshiping the Lord and your eyes were closed, and suddenly you sensed such a mighty presence of God. And then you opened your eyes and there she was dancing. She didn't call attention to herself, and if you had your eyes closed, you probably wouldn't even known that it was happening. But she yielded herself to God when God led her that way, and it affected the whole meeting. You know. So it shows you how important it is to yield yourself to God. Hallelujah. And so let's do that more and more. Praise God. Let's continue to worship him now. And there's always room in the beginning of the meeting, at least, for some testimonies. If you have something on your heart, get up promptly and deliver. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing Stayed Upon Jehovah. Hearts are fully blessed. Like a River Glorious, it's entitled. Now, I know it's in our hardcover book, 334.
wonderful, we love you so.
Pray you bless the camp today, Lord. Let your presence be manifest on these grounds and wherever our campers go. We pray, Father, that you'll cover with your precious blood and then with the oil of the Holy Ghost. We pray that you'll continue your good work, cause it to go forward in every life today. Just the thing you want accomplished, just the way in which you want to manifest and glorify your name. We pray, as we prayed yesterday, we pray again, Lord, bless our workers. Lord, strengthen them, refresh them, and give them a new sight of yourself, Lord. Don't let them get weary in well-doing, Lord, but somehow we pray that they shall be lifted in their spirits and physically strengthened and refreshed. And we pray that you'll help them to just keep their eyes upon Jesus and allow him to work. Bless the little ones and the older ones, Lord, everyone in between. We thank you for it. Amen. Let's sing another song about Jehovah. And I feel like a Jehovah Witness. We're the real Jehovah Witnesses, aren't we? I told that to one once. I said, you know, I'm a better Jehovah Witness than you. I said, because the Bible says, he that exalts the Son exalts the Father. But you don't exalt the Son. I do. We make much of Jesus, and by doing so, we make much of Jehovah. Well, she wasn't too impressed. But I thought it was a good answer. It was good. Let's sing. Let them praise us, give Jehovah again. It's in our white book. Thank you, Brother Paul. You're better than that sign that we have in Canarsie. Your knowledge of these songs, numbers. Number 84 in the white. Taking note of the markings when we get to his and his glory is exalted. We're supposed to sing that very softly, and then the next phrase we get a little bit louder, and then the last one we really belt it out, and I think we're doing that. Sounds great. Verse 2. Let them praise him.
praise Him this morning together. Maybe someone will raise their hands and exalt Him. But let's praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Toward heaven, every window of my soul. Praise God. That's one thing that happens when we praise Him. We open up the windows of our soul to Jesus. And then He shines in. Praise God. And the breath of the Holy Ghost comes in. Hallelujah. And so it's good to praise Him, isn't it?